The show was kissed by sea and mist tenderly.
Mark and I are both and have always been huge fans of Rosemary Clooney. And we love her Cincinnati connection. I know she's a Maysville girl, but she lived in Cincinnati for several years as well. And she got her start at WLW. And her life is so rich. And the songs of her life are so beautiful. And the songs that we grew up with, hearing our parents put the 45s on. And my dad had a beautiful singing voice. And I used to accompany him. He would sing love songs to my mother. And he would sing tenderly to her.
Who's playing Rosemary in the musical?
An actress named Tori Ross, who went to CCM, and she's gone on to perform from New York to the West Coast and back.
And is she actually doing the singing?
Yes, she's doing the singing. It's a really interesting way that you meet Rosemary on stage. A lot of people might not know it, but she had some substance abuse problems. She became addicted to prescription pills. And because of her drug use, she actually had a breakdown. And she was present at the assassination of RFK. And that was sort of the straw that broke her camel's back. She was there that day, and she had a disconnect with reality. And that's actually how our show begins. It begins right there with that moment and what she did afterwards to come out of that moment and to rebuild her life both personally and professionally.
And how do you work the music into this? Do you pick songs that sort of depict certain aspects of her life and career and focus on that, or how does it work?
The first thing we did was we went through her library, which is massive, and looked at her signature pieces. And then as we looked at her story and how we were going to unfold that on stage, we found that it was just such an uncanny coincidence that the songs of her life actually do an incredible job and justice to expressing certain moments in her life. But songs are also used in ways that you might not expect it. One of her favorite childhood memories is being in the attic of her grandmother's bedroom in Maysville and as a little child. So at that time when she's recounting that, she sings Count Your Blessings.
The Rosemary that you depict in your play, what kind of a person was she? Obviously, she had some resilience recovering from that very bad time of the drugs and the depression and so forth.
I like to describe her as vulnerable, even though she might not think of that. But she was also funny and told it like it was.
And, of course, she made a great comeback in her later years, performing really as one of the last great female jazz singers.
And apart from that rich library of recordings, I like the story behind it even better, that she reinvented herself.
Tenderly, the new musical about the life of Rosemary Clooney will be playing at the Victoria Theater in Dayton through March 4th. I'm Steve Hirschberg.
You took my You took my love so tenderly.